We are learning Masechet Sanhedrin, Daf Mem Aleph Amad Beis. We are starting five lines from the top of Mem Aleph Amad Beis, about two dots. So it says in the Mishnah, Ma'aseh Badak, Ma Ben Chakiris. What's the difference between Chakiris and Bedikas? So Chakiris, Halacha says, those seven Chakiris, if you say in the Yedea, you're disqualified. Mashenki, in the Bedikas, it's there, you can say in the Yedea. Now, Lashon HaMishnah goes like this. It says, Chakiris echadam in yedei I do some betela. What about pedikos? Pedikos are just asking about other things besides for the place and time. So pedikos echadam in yedei va'afilu shnayim oimrim eno yoidim I do some kayemes. Still I do some kayemes. Those are words of the Mishnah. That by pedikos, if one person is in yedei and even two people say in yedei, I do some kayemes. So more has a question on that. Maya afilu shnayim oimrim pshita ki oma echad in yedei I do some kayemes. If one fellow says I don't know. It's kayemes. So if two say, I don't know, I ain't those kayemes, it's of course, like, what's the bigger chiddush? Once we say that one of them doesn't have to know, so even two of them don't have to know. What's the bigger chiddush? What is how one knows? It might need two edim. If one says he doesn't know, it works, so two works also. Well, why is bigger? What's the chiddush of two? So we're going to have two pshatim in the Gemara, Rav Sheshes and Rava. Omer Rav Sheshes are reisha kayes. It's going back on the reisha, on chakiros. Bechakiros. Afilu shnayim oimrim yadanu v'echadam in yedeya. So we have to put in a lot of surgery here. The Arab lashon was afilu shnayim oimrim in yedeya. But now we have to put in, we're talking about chakiras. Afilu shnayim oimrim yadanu v'echadam in yedeya. Edusam b'teila. So we changed a lot of things. First of all, he says we changed that shnayim oimrim yadanu instead of in yedeya. The in yedeya is going on the word echad. And also, instead of saying edusam kayames, is edusam b'teila. So he says, go on the ratio. Huh? Huh?
And you're putting in the third aid.
Right, putting a third aid. And the chiddush is that even though it's only a third aid that says any day, still the whole aid is bottle. Come on. Rabbi Kiva, the makish, shloy shlosh daim. It's like a Rekiva. Rekiva's shita is that as many aidas as you have, they all have to be shayach to make azamas. It means if you have 35 aidim and 34 homes and true, one of them, it can't make him into aidim zaymin, whatever, he's a karuv, or he says any day. All 35 are disqualified because it's not shayach to have azama. You have to make azama all 35. One of them doesn't know where he was, so you can't have azama. So here the chiddush is even if it's a third person, it's like Rabbi Kiva holds that it's all bottles. That's the chiddush of our Mishnah, and we have to do a lot of chesurim
mechser. When do you say this trait? There's two different sets of edim. When do you say the four edim?
If they come together on one edus, that's called one set edim. They come together on one edus. It's only two sets of Edom and they steer to each other, but it's always one set of Edom. I'm not sure referring to. You have to come back referring to. Here, the comments say the same Edom. All comments say the same story. They're all there at the same time and they're all saying the same story. They all come together as one group. That's called the one Edom. That's called one Edom. If you're talking about, it could be they have to know about each other. That could be us. You're referring to, but they didn't see it together. Yeah, they saw it together. They all claiming they saw it together as one. So that's all one edus. You're talking about Gemara with you didn't see it ke'echad. That's the other story. You didn't see it ke'echad. Amar Rava, va'edusan kayemes ketani. The Maaseh, the lashon of Mishnah is it's going on Bedika. It says you don't know edusan kayemes. Va'edusan kayemes ketani. So how can you say it means edusan b'teila? It says in the Mishnah Edusa Kayemes. The literal title of the Mishnah doesn't sound like that. El Amar Rava. So the problem is Rava also puts in some surgery here, but not as much. El Amar Rava, he leaves the Edusa Kayemes, he leaves that alone. El Amar Rava Hachkama, Afilu Bechakiros, even Bechakiros, Shnaim Omru Yadanu, Vechram Yadea, he does that, the same thing like Rav Sheshes does. Shnaim Omru Yadanu, Vechram Yadea, a third aid is, but here he says Edusa Kayemes. Wow, he commanded like Rav Akiva. Since you have two Edim who could become Hazama, they could have Hazama two Edim, I don't care the third Eid, and not like Rav Akiva. And that's he learns up the Mishnah, what the Chiddush is of Philistine. I mean, the Philistine of Yadanu, it's still good, even by Chakirois, because you don't hold the Rav Akiva. Something more of it. Rav Kana Rav Safra, Tonu B'Sahedrin, by Rabba. Rav Kana Rav Safra learned Mesechta Sanhedrin by Rabba. Now, that was like the best yeshiva around. And the biggest Rosh Hashiva around, Rabbah is the biggest Rosh Hashiva. So Pagu Rav Macham, Rav met them and said, Omlu, Mayam Risu Baba Sanhedrin, the Bay Rabbah. What did they say already in Sanhedrin by Rabbah? How did they learn Sanhedrin there? Omrelay, Mayam Rinu Baba Sanhedrin, and what do they say about regular Sanhedrin? Like what's bothering you? Like, well, we learn regular Sanhedrin there. Like, well, what do you say about regular Sanhedrin? Omay Kastah, what's Shver to you? Omrelay, Mahod Diktani, have a kash like this. It says, Ma ben chakiris le bedikos. The Mishnah says, what's the difference between bedikos and chakiris? You know what the difference is? Chakiris echad emin yedeya, I do some matela, it's bottle. Bedikos om echad yedeya, if one says, I don't know, fill shnaim emrein and yoidim, edus hakiyam, and stedis is kayim. So mechti. The question that Rabbi Mecham wanted to know from the two Talmidim, learned by Rabbi, says mechti. Either be the Raisa, they're both the Raisa. And Rashi says, why are they both the Raisa? We learned the Sheva Chakiris, we have Psukim before, the Rashta Shalt, the Chakarat, the Rashta Hetev. And we learn out Bedikos from the word Nachoin we have before on Amar Aleph in the Raisa. So mechti, either be the Raisi. Maishno Chakiris, Maishno Bedikos. Why is Chakiris you have to know, not Bedikos? On Malay, so the two medium answer, Hachi Ashto. But Chakiris on Mechad in a day, I do some tale, you know why, the Havala Eda Shiata Chalazima. Those questions about the place and time are needed in order to make Edom Zayimim. Because Edom Zayimim means, you tell Edom, Eimonu Ayisem, at that time you were with us somewhere else. You have to exact time, you have to exact place where they're claiming to be. So there, if you don't know those places, you can't become Edom Zayimim. If you can't become Edom Zayimim, it's not a good Edus. Edus only works by Edom that could be Edom Zayimim. Masha Enkein by Bedikos, Oma Echad Meyedeya, Edus Kiyamas, because Edus Shatu Chalazimu, it's still Edus Yachalazimu. That's a two Talmidim answer. So Amalu Ramachama said to them, "Oh, it looks like the Taka teach you good by Rabba. Yachy, I'm read the Ba'a Tuva, I'm read the Ba'a." He says, "You tell me that you didn't learn anything by Rabba. The Taka learned good stuff there." Amalei, I'm related to the answer to him. Mitivusoy demar aminim ba tuva. It's because you gave us now this compliment, so now we feel like we learned a lot. But minizihusa demar loyim riv lechada. If you would have argued with us, then we wouldn't have much to say. He's saying basically it's because your encouragement that's coming out with something gishmak. But don't say like, well, it's the same Sanhedrin. It's the same thing. But because you're onav and you're saying, wow, you're saying gevaldik. So that's why I feel like now we're saying something. But you asked me if we learned anything special. We didn't feel like that until you gave us this compliment. Zotim Aravait. Echad Omar. One says the second day of the Chayyidim is the third day of the Chayyidim. That's not a stira. Why is it not a stira? Because one knew about the Ibra Chayyidim, that there was an extra day to the month. One did not know about that. So Ad Kama. Until when in the month could you assume they still have their head in the sand and they don't know about this extra day, Ibor? Huh? By Azama? So he said, like from Taisvis, that they said the same day. The same day of the week. It was on Tuesday. And just we can explain how they got it wrong. But the more I want to know, how long could we explain they got this wrong? Maybe like by the 15th of the month, or maybe 20th, did they figure out after a while that they have the wrong day of the month? So that's the machlekes here. Oh, not machlekes, that's the Gemara's question. Ad kama, om racha bachanin, om ravasi, om raviyechon, ad rubesh ha-chaydesh. Until roiv of the chaydesh, which means until like tezayin the chaydesh, you could say they're making a mistake. But by tezayin, they both should know already that there was an extra day to the month. Now, interestingly, Rashi says, the case of rubesh ha-chaydesh is, one saying it was be'esrim, the 20th, one saying the 21st. He could have said the 16th and the 17th. I'm not sure why he said 20 and 21st. So Rashi Tzarachin a little bit. But in any case, this man the Yama says, Arubi Shachaydish. I'm a Rava, I'll bring you a Raya. Afanan Amitanina. Echadom Beshloishav, Echadom Vehei. If one says three, one says five, Edusa Betela. Now, why did he say it's Batal? Maybe they missed 2 months in a row, they didn't know about the Iber. That means last month they didn't know about the Iber, and this month they don't know about the Iber, and that's why they're off by 2 days. Elamai, they should have known by now about the other Ibur. But my name is Shdei Deva Shdei Burim, is there any Deva Shdei Burim, is there no Shdei Burim? Elam Hashem, the Beruba Yada, after Roiv you know. After Roiv in a month you know. That's why you can't say 3 and 5. So tomorrow, no, it's not a Raya. Maybe Loilo Amelach Beruba Namil Yada, you don't know Roiv. You only know after we get to the next month. Uf Shepura Yada, only Rish Chodesh, B'Shat Shchodesh you know. With one shofar of missing the shofar of Chodesh, that you make a mistake. But Trei Shippur, I'm going to tell you, you don't make a mistake on two Rosh Chodesh. That's why 3 to 5 is too much mistake. A Shippur means they used to blow a shofar on their Rosh Chodesh. So you make a mistake once, but not twice about the Rosh Chodesh, and that's why 3 to 5 is too much. Now the Gemara comes and talks about a sugya of Kiddush Levana. This is the, to my knowledge, the only place in Shas where we talk about Kiddush Levana. And we're going to learn most of the Gemara, not finish it today, but we learn all the halachas today. Amrav Acha Bachanino, Amrav Asi, Amrav Yechran. At Kama Mavarchim Al HaChodesh. until what day in the month could you say Kiddush Levana and make Kiddush HaChodesh? It was the Mevarchim Es HaLevana. How much time do you have? So Rav Yechon said, Ash Tismali Pekimasa, until the Pekimais are filled in. Pekimais means like the cracks or the edges. What's the English word for Pekimais? Until the Pekimais gets filled in, so that's when you could say.
Cavity.
Until the cavity. Until the cavity is filled in. We'll see what that means exactly. Until the cavity is filled in, you could say Kiddush Levana. V'kama. When does the cavities get filled in? So it's Machlekes. Or Yaakov Ha'idi, or Rav Yehuda, Ad Shiva. Until 7. After 7 days, you cannot make Kiddush Levana anymore. Because then the cavity is filled in. Now, Doyama Achishas, until the 16th day. And Tapa on Membez and Ralph, Mark explains, Tavayak Rav and Svirulay. They both have Rav and they had to fill in the cavities. Hol Mahaviki Yisra. Hol Mahaviki Nafya. A Yisra is the string that goes across the bow. Which means when it's a half a circle, a semicircle. So one man the Yama holds that when it means that the cavities get filled in, it means it turns into a nice full, it's not a crescent anymore, it's a half a circle. When is it a half a circle? By the 7th day of the month, it's a half a circle. The other man the Yama means, no, kinafia, like a sieve, which means like a round thing. So when the cavity is filled in, it means it turns round. So the Machlokes is one man the Yama says you cannot say Kiddush Levana past Yom Zayin. The other man the Yama says you cannot say past Yom Tez Zayin. That's the Machlokes over here. So now you're going to ask me, so it was coming from this Gemara, whoever we're passing like, it's not like, it would definitely be most chachil to say before Zion, and we have machlokes from Zion to Zion. So in Halacha, that's what should come out, really, that's what should come out. So if you look at the tour, in Shulchan Aruch, Hasim and Tav Chavav, Hitaka says like this, Om Rav Yechon, and Moshe Mevarchim ala Chodesh, Atchut Tismali Pekimos. So I have a Kam Eilach Kfar Yashon, it's already old, Ve'in Roi Levarach, HaChidushoy, it's already old, it's not called Chidush anymore. Ve'kamo, Pirish Mosai, which means Pirish Mosai to Smalai Pekimosai, Rav Yehuda Amar Zayin, until 7 days to Smalai Pekimosai, Viki Chatzi Agula, that's one man the Yom, and Ardoi Amar Tazayin, Loi Tazayin Bechlal, not only Tazvav, but not Tazayin, Shinasaku Lashon, Vahilchasak and Ardoi, Paskin Ardoi, we Paskin Tul Tazayin. That's the Loch in the Tor. So if you're the Tor, it'll be Gevaldik. If you said it before Zayin, it'll be Gevaldik. And then, from Zion to Zion, Yoytzawos, like Nahadoy. So where does it come from that it's a Mechaber, and the Chassidim very makbar on this, that they say Dafka after Zion? This Gemara was telling not like that. So if you look at the Beis Yosef and Tachavav, he brings down Vahari Gigtalia, Baal Shari Oira, Kosav Betshuva, Shapia Kabbalah, Ein Levarach HaChidosh HaLevana Cheyavru Le'ashiv HaZiyom. Pia Kabbalah should not say until 7 days. He brings down from it, it's a Mekubal, from the Gedolim, he just brings down from the biggest Gedolim, and he says, he should not say before the 7th day. Now, this is, so the Bach brings down this, basically, he says, V'chein Kosav Shulchan Aruch, Pasach Shulchan Aruch. And that's what he brings down. But he's bothered by Miu, Ikula Tamoya, he says, Dr. Bach. This is a big machlokes. So, you know, if you're Hasidish or you're Sephardish, you're going to be Sesef, it's Alpi Kabbalah. But Alpi Gemara, it's not Dafka that you have to say it after Zion.
You have 3 days or 4 days.
Right, yeah, 4 days. We don't pass like every day. You have very few days. Yeah, you'd have to have a lot of helicopters. So I think about Omalei Rav Acham Adifte L'Ravina. Omalei Rav Acham Adifte L'Ravina. L'Varach HaToy V'Meitiv. Why don't you make a bracha of HaToy V'Meitiv? You're right. He's asking like this. After 7, Rav Yehuda says, it's too late. It's not called Chiddush anymore. But he thinks, make HaToy V'Meitiv, because it's getting bigger and it's lighting up the world more. So you should make HaToy V'Meitiv. Anytime there's something good for the entire world, you should make HaToy V'Meitiv. Omalei Otu Ki Chaser, when it goes down from being a big circle to getting smaller, So Mar says, okay, maybe after Taka, make Bracha, Levarach Tavayu, make Tavayu Meitav and Dynamis. So Mar, keep in the Hainu Orche Lemer Vachinon. Since it's Orche, since it's normal, it's predictable, this is what happens every single month. So therefore, you don't make the bracha. You don't make a bracha dayan emes, and try to make something that happens every single month, and something is predictable, because someone was asking, why make a dayan emes on Misa? This is also orche. As far as orche means, b'chol chaydish, like Rashi says. It happens every single month, and it's predictable. Therefore, it doesn't pass to make a bracha of dayan emes and try to make it. Tomorrow, we'll continue a few more gemaras on Kiddush Levana.